This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I do welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you this same time each week by Kingdom Ministries, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of God's kingdom, giving everyone the hope that the Bible gives to us, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the coming King, and He is going to come in the near future and set up a kingdom that will not be destroyed, but will last forever. The kingdom of God is real. The kingdom of God is literal. And the Bible talks about it. It was on the heart and lips of Jesus throughout His ministry. And it's something that we need to have our minds and hearts focused on as we seek first, as the Gospel of Matthew says, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the things that are of daily needs will be established and given to us, provided for us as we lean upon God. We're studying from the book of Genesis, and I'd like to have you get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil. I want you to write down the passages that we're looking at. I've been studying from the book of Genesis in the early chapters as we studied about the creation and then the creation of man specifically, and then the fall of man. And we talked about Cain and Abel, and Abel's sacrifice, which was acceptable to God more than Cain's. And it appears that in chapter 4 of Genesis, it's quite possible. It doesn't spell out a lot of specifics, but as you look at the overall scripture going into other passages as cross-references, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4 says that Abel came to God in faith, bringing his sacrifice, and Cain did not, and perhaps it was the attitude more than the sacrifice itself that was the problem with Cain's offering to God. But in this fourth chapter, as we continue just a little bit more about Cain and Abel, the statement that God made is that if you, in verse 7 of chapter 4, if you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? If you do not well, sin is crouching at the door and desiring to have you, but you must master it. This is the temptation that is upon all of us, and we must master temptations, and sin is crouching at the door for Cain. And he said, it's desiring to have you. The scripture says in the book of 1 Peter that Satan is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. If we need to rely upon God Almighty to provide for us, and like Abel bringing his offering in faith, we must have faith in Almighty God. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, for without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must first believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. This passage in Hebrews that must believe that He is, we must believe that God does exist, and we take this on faith because although Jesus walked the face of the earth and communed with man and did miracles, no man could look upon the face of God and live, which clearly shows that Jesus and God cannot be the same, because people looked at Jesus, but we cannot look upon the face of God. And also Jesus described God as His Father. And God Almighty created heaven and earth, and later on, Jesus was born. But we have here in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 that without faith, it's impossible to please God. We must have faith, and it appears here in Genesis 4 that the offering that Cain brought was brought in faith, where Abel did not. Now, we need to master our sin, and Cain didn't do that. He ended up succumbing to all the temptation, and it mastered him. And we see in verse 16 of Genesis chapter 4 that Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and settled in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. He just disavowed anything dealing with God and went away from the Lord. He strayed and was gone. And if you look at how man needs to have a relationship with God, Cain did not. He left God. He put God out of his mind and went his own way. Now, each of us have an opportunity. Because of being created with free will, we choose to accept God by faith, or we reject him. And each of us have an opportunity, often many opportunities in our lifetime, to come to God in prayer and accept what God has provided for us. God provided a sacrifice for us, Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, to die in our place so that we wouldn't ultimately have to die for eternity. Jesus died once and once for all. He died for sin, and he died for all the sin that would ever exist. But we come to him in faith with repentance, and God will forgive us when we come to him in faith and ask for forgiveness. In the book of 1 John, chapter 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all our sins and our unrighteousness. We are God's children, but we need to remain in fellowship with him. And this fellowship is maintained through faith. Faith started here in the book of Genesis, and we see that Cain brought his offering in faith. It says recorded in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4, where Cain did not. And as we move on into the next major story in the book of Genesis, we find the next major player was Noah, and he was a man that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And it was because, as God saw all the wickedness, there was one person who seemed to find favor. And as Noah lived his life doing what God wanted, it was done through faith. If you compare this particular passage in Genesis chapter 6 as we get into it, keep your finger and bookmark in the book of Hebrews and chapter 11, which is often called the faith chapter. For in the faith chapter, it describes Noah as being warned by God. This is Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7, that by faith Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence he prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which God condemned the world. And Noah became the heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. We receive our eternal life when Jesus returns as a result of our faith, not of works. It's not of works. Paul the Apostle told the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 2 that we are saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any person should boast. If it was by works, people would do all kinds of different things, try to purchase it with money, but that's wrong. We cannot do that. Salvation is by faith through the grace of God. And Noah was one individual that God saw amongst all the individuals who were on the planet at that time. The only one that seemed to find favor in his eyes. Chapter 6, as it came about when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, the daughters were born to them. The sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair. They took them wives from whomever they choose. And we find that as life went on, God appears to have been left out of anybody's life. And this is one of the things that is spoken of in the book of Matthew and Luke as well, spoken of by Jesus, that The second coming of Jesus is going to be like the days of Noah, when they were just eating and drinking and marrying and given in marriage. Their immediate thoughts were for themselves without any regard for God. And sin multiplied. In verse 5 of Genesis chapter 6, the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And because of that, the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he grieved at his heart. Man had free will, but man chose of his own free will not to follow God, but to follow whatever he wanted to do. And when we do that today, we are definitely not in the graces of God. But when we come to God in faith, when we look to God in faith, we become a new creature in Jesus Christ. For it's through Christ, his death on the cross, and his resurrection, we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Paul tells the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, when we come into Christ, we're a new creature. The old is past, and behold, all things become new. We have a new nature. God puts within us his Holy Spirit to guide us, and we become different. And as we live in faith, to do evil is not then of our nature. But here in Genesis chapter 6, God saw that the people that lived on the earth, their thoughts and their intents, everything was evil, and it was evil continually. And it grieved God that he even created man. So God's about to do something catastrophic to the earth, and we'll get into that next week. I'd like to have you continue to study and read your Bible, to become a true student of the Word of God. May God bless you in Jesus' name.